All right, and welcome to the day three wrap-up. Maybe Wombat will stay awake through this, maybe not. I can see, I just looked into the eyes of a man who is ready for a bed, even though it's only...
8:45.
It is 8:45 p.m.
You know, you gotta remember, mentally for me, though, it's 11:45.
Physically.
Physically.
And you usually go to bed at 9:30.
Yes, I usually do. Yeah. I'm not really a night person.
Right. So today we're going to tell you about the things that we saw on the last day of the show, where I think we only had a couple appointments, but we did that purposefully so we could cough and walk around the show at our leisure, which we usually never have a chance to do, because usually Shipwreck books us pretty tight.
Yeah, usually there's a lot of stuff to see every year, and there wasn't that much stuff to see this year. So.
Right, and it worked out. Well, right. This was much easier to make sure that you can see everything. When there's not that much to see, it's easy to see everything.
That is very true.
So what did we do? I don't even remember. Like, how did...
We started off the day, we went over to Nyko and looked at their stuff. We always like to see Nyko's stuff because they've been good to us in the past. They got me into the first E3.
The first E3 where they decided they were only going to let the exhibitors choose who attends.
Right. And so... We always go to Nyko. They make good stuff too. They're one of the good third party peripheral makers. Like,
right.
You can actually look at their stuff and think like they.
It's not gonna be garbage. So
we saw some of their stuff. They had that large arcade stick.
Their most expensive product ever by a lot, I think, because it's $179.99.
I think they were still deciding on the price, but somewhere in that range.
Okay,
yeah.
But even still, usually their products top out.
It was pretty cool. It's PlayStation 3 only. It'd be nice if it was a little more universal for that price. Mm-hmm. But it's still a good idea. You know, it comes in two parts, and you can configure the joystick either on the left side or the right side, depending upon how you want it. Or you could even separate it out with a wire, so if you kind of want it, like,
if you like the stick in front
of
the... buttons, you could do it that way.
However you want to do it. So, I mean, I see why it costs so much, but yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was. I liked how it had the lap extension.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a little stand
that
for it.
It all like fits in down into.
And then you can pull out the sides, and then that way it'll stay on your lap.
But that wasn't the best thing they showed. The best thing they showed was a Yo Gabba Gabba Moon O'Clock, which is pretty cool. It was an alarm clock that could charge your 3DS or your PSP Vita, and it had a giant, if you're a fan of Yo Gabba Gabba, a big Muno on top that's arms moved. It was kind of neat, but no, in all seriousness...
That was the best alarm clock we saw at the show.
Alarm clock of show.
Right.
That was it. Now, the best thing they showed was the Android controllers.
Yes, and supposedly soon iPhone... an iPad and all that good stuff.
I like that smaller one better than the larger one, personally.
They have a full size and a mini Bluetooth controller that's coming to Android and iOS devices. But the key point of that device is the software that they make with it that lets you map the controls and it makes it compatible with every game.
Yeah, it was really cool because you could just drag, like, in the corner, it would say, like, what button on the controller was, like, if it was a D-pad. For touch controls. You could drag that to where on the screen that touch control was at. So if it had a virtual D-pad, you could just drag the four arrows of the D-pad to those areas, and then it works with the controller.
Right. And they said even that they're going to set up games ahead of time so that you can just download the profile. Mm-hmm. So you don't even have to bother setting them up. It's just ready to go.
Which is pretty sweet.
So hopefully they can get
that.
They
also had a pretty nice 3DS case that added the second analog stick and was a battery extender.
Yep.
That looked kind of neat. But yeah, Nyko had some good stuff. Then we went and saw Telltale.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the first 20 minutes of the second episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I think fans of the first one will not be disappointed by episode 2. I almost threw up watching that because it was a little
graphic.
A little graphic for my weak.
I just looked at the floor.
Did you?
There were parts where all three of us were looking away from the screen. I know that.
Uh huh.
But that's cool.
I've never seen the game before.
So you hadn't played the first episode.
I'd never even seen it.
Oh, you hadn't seen it. It looks great, doesn't it?
Like it surprised
me. The graphical style was really nice.
Surprised me.
And they did confirm that episode 2 will also cost $5, the same as episode 1. So
I think they had said that previously because it's $25 for the whole season.
You can buy it. You can pay in advance.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. I might have to play that game actually, but
I would suggest it. It was kind of neat seeing all the different paths like your decisions caused. Even from the first episode to the second episode, because different people are alive.
Yeah, it sounds. I wonder. Mrs. Chippy never liked the TV show, so I don't know if I can get her.
You should get the iPad version.
Nah.
Well, then you can.
The
play
graphics are so nice.
Yeah, I want it on the big screen. Yeah. It seems the whole story is like seems like
it's not very long. Episode one's only like
2 hours.
Yeah,
that's a good length actually. I mean, maybe I'll check it out.
And then we went to Namco Bandai, and we saw some more Wii U stuff. We saw, Tank.
Right.
Which...
No tanks. No tanks.
Yeah.
No tanks.
That's very funny.
It's an arcade game. Or a case
game. I use the Wii U controller, so when you use the Wii U controller, we all three of us played co-op together. When you use the Wii U controller... Only the person with the Wii U controller, all they look at is their screen on the controller, not the TV. And Cheapy and Shipwreck had regular old-fashioned Wiimotes.
Turn sideways
and use the TV.
Split screen.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird. I mean, it definitely takes a little getting used to.
They can't charge more than $10 for that, can they? Is that a full release game? I mean,
we didn't ask.
I wouldn't know.
That's a hard question to ask.
I mean, you don't even aim in the game. You're not really even aiming. You're just driving the tank and the crosshairs.
It's kind of like what's the insect Armageddon? I just forgot the name of it. The Space
Earth Marines. Defense Force.
Earth Defense Force. Yeah.
No, but that seems like a real game.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But you're shooting bugs. But it's like. It's like that for beginners or something.
Right. Preschoolers.
The only controls in the game is either the analog stick or the D-pad and the A button. And that's it.
The interesting thing to me is just like these Wii U games and they're using the old Wii controllers. Who's going to do that? Who's going to like keep like a bunch of Wii controllers and like the new Super Wii pad.
But I guess it was a little later than that, though, than when I noticed that the actual Wii system is smaller than the Wiimote. I thought that was kind of funny.
The Wii U is smaller than the Wii U controller.
Yeah.
Is that, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so we saw that, then we saw some Tekken Tag 2.
Yes. That game is fun. It's Tekken. It's more Tekken.
It looked pretty.
Snoop Dogg is in it.
Yeah. And as a playable character, just like he's like.
He's one of the backgrounds. He's one of the stages. Yeah. There's a Snoop Dogg stage. Yeah. And there's hoes and hoopties.
And spoiler, you can play as a bear.
Right. With a bandana.
With a bandana.
Kuma looked very handsome in this.
I think they did a good job of rendering him.
Are the characters always that big in Tekken? I'm not a big Tekken guy.
I think so.
The character models in that game are huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always like that, right?
Yeah, they think they're always that big.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I like big character models.
They also had a lot of booth babes going on in the Tekken area.
Yeah. Namco seemed to be...
At the forefront.
Very concentrated on booth babes.
Because they're a Japanese country.
Yeah, and...
Company.
They were pretty confident, I think, that Tekken was their game to sell to the Western audience. That took up, like, maybe half of their booth, at least, was Tekken. And then the other one was all their anime games, which we played.
And Star Trek also.
Those
right, but we
yeah.
saw, yeah, the, yeah. Star Trek kind of had its own separate thing.
Yeah, but like Tekken did.
It was totally separate. You even had to check in separately.
Yeah, that was a separate check, for a separate appointment. We already talked about that.
Then we saw Power Rangers
Connect.
Well, we have a video of that, don't we?
We do have a video. We have to upload it. Wombat and I played some co-op of that. And yes, there'll be a video. That's enough.
Yeah, check my Twitter, twitter.com/GBD. I'm sure you'll see a link to a video there shortly.
Is that all we saw at Namco Bandai?
One Piece.
Oh, One Piece. I didn't know he was a super stretchy elastic.
I didn't
either. Man.
I didn't know anything about that except that it seems to be very popular in Japan because I see the posters everywhere.
And so yeah, it was like a Dynasty Warriors style. You played it, right?
No, we just watched the guy.
Watched.
I think that was sort of it. I mean, I don't know. It seemed fine. to look like a cartoon.
Namco does a very good job of making their games look like cartoons. Yeah. We also sell No New Kuni, what the RPG.
Ni No Kuni.
I don't even know what it's called. Studio Ghibli.
It didn't, you know what? That didn't look as good as I thought it was going to look. Like, the characters themselves look awesome, but, like, the floor, like, with the ground texture looked really, like, generic, sort of, like, simple.
I think fans of, like, the Tales series are going to dig that game.
I mean, Gilby.
Yeah.
Ghibli. Or yeah. Whatever.
Gibby.
Gibby. Right. Giblets.
Gibby.
Seemed fine. Seemed...
Gibby.
And then we had our last appointment, which we will talk about some other stuff after this, but we went to Zen Studios and checked out the latest Marvel tables for Zen Pinball 2. You can speak to those, Wombats. You've played them.
I got to play three of the four new tables, and they're really good. I mean, they come out of, maybe in a month or so, I think they're looking to have them out. If you're a fan of, you know, the Marvel tables that have already come out, then it's pretty much a no-brainer. But, I played the World War Hulk table, which was really cool. They had an Infinity Gauntlet table, which was surprisingly good. And then Dark Reign, which, as a comic book, I'm not that familiar with that storyline. But it didn't make the table any less fun to play, so...
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, we also played... you played their rhythm game.
The Vita game. The Vita...
It's like the Kung Fu Vita game, rhythm game. That's why I was trying to look up what the name of it is right now. Right. I liked it. It seemed like a good mix of like kind of action and rhythm at once. It wasn't your typical, like, just watch colored things come down a highway.
Right. Were we allowed to say what the other tables were that were coming soon?
Secret? That is secret. They have tables coming soon from different properties.
And they'll be very good.
Right. Yeah. It's not, unfortunately, it's not a classic 80s pack of, classic 80s TV show pack.
Yeah, Chibi thinks they need to make the A-Team Knight Rider.
A-Team Knight Rider, what else?
Miami Vice.
Maybe, okay.
And then you need a fourth one.
Alf.
No, I thought it was the action.
It was supposed to be action.
No, I like Simon and Simon or Airwolf.
Airwolf, okay. Yeah. It has to be something with a good theme, a really strong theme song.
Okay.
So they can get the rights to it.
Is there really a stronger theme song than Miami Vice?
Airwolf is pretty solid. And Knight Rider. And A-Team.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good ones.
That's four good tables. I would play the shit out of that.
Right, right. I would buy that. Instantly.
Mm-hmm. I also checked out, they also have an XBLA game coming out, which I can't think of the name of to save my life.
Wow, we're only one for three on the names of the games.
It was Castle... Oh, man, I'll find it while we're talking.
Okay, keep talking.
I had to leave the room because it was too hot, so I can't help.
It's sort of like this weird kind of... I don't want to say it's an Angry Birds kind of game, but it does have an Angry Birds feel to it, where you're protecting a castle, and you're attacking another castle, and you have control really over a giant crossbow, primarily, and you're attacking the enemy troops that are coming at you while trying to knock down their castle. It was very, you know, having only played it for about 5 minutes, it was difficult.
So like that board game, what was that board game where you had to knock?
Yes, like,
Crossbows and catapults. Yes.
There we go.
Shipwreck, still looking up the name of that game.
It's, yes, kind of like that. Exactly like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But in a 2D.
I used to, like, dream about playing that cross.
I always wanted that game, and my parents wouldn't buy it for me.
My friend got it, and it was, like, a disappointment.
Of course, it's always a disappointment.
Huge disappointment.
Any toy that you wanted and never got was probably a disappointment.
It was just, like, never looked like it looked like on television. Crossbows and catapults.
The blue and the red discs.
Yeah, it just was so awkward. It never, like, you couldn't even, like, play it properly. So...
Kickbeat was the name...
Kickbeat.
...of the rhythm kung fu game.
From
Zen Studios, and...
They're out of Budapest, by the way, the guy said.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Makes sense with the whole Zen philosophy,
yeah,
right?
I guess.
And then... Castle Storm?
I'll buy it.
I believe it's Castle Storm is the name of their castle game. But
the crossbows and catapults game?
It was kind of like Swords and Soldiers, too.
That I don't know.
That is a downloadable game for Wii and PSN.
Oh.
I did a review of it a long time ago.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, like you had the little cartoon guy.
Bless you. Yeah, there's a very good... Bless you again.
Sorry.
There's a good art style in that game also that I kind of like, that cartoonish... It did remind me of the Epic Quest pinball table, the art style.
Yeah, yeah. And it is definitely Castle Storm.
Okay.
So, I feel bad that we forgot the names of those.
It was hot in there.
It was hot in there, and there's not a lot of, like...
Visual aids
in there, and they're, like, reminding of you of what the...
There are a lot of backpacks and shoes in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got slippers. They gave out slippers as their thank you for coming to see our game gift.
So. Yep.
And then after that, that was it for the appointments, and then we just saw a bunch of stuff throughout the day.
We had a lot of time to just walk the floor, which was nice to get a real feel of what was going on there. I thought, like, today it seemed really empty compared to the...
I played some games that I didn't think I would, you know... Not that I wouldn't get a chance to play, but games I probably wouldn't have played if we didn't walk the floor. Like, I played the new Sly Cooper.
Right, how's that? I saw that was available when I walked by.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm like, oh, new Sly Cooper, I'll check that out. It's good, it's Sly Cooper. You know, it's gorgeous. And you can change into different costumes. In the level they had, you change into a Robin Hood costume and you shoot a bow and arrow. Because every game at E3 has a bow and arrow in it now.
Nice.
So, yeah, no, but it was definitely fun. I also played some of Zen Pinball on the Vita, which was kind of cool.
Oh, right, because we didn't play that at their...
No, game. We didn't.
They talked about it, but we didn't play it there.
Yeah, I played the Ghost Rider table.
No, I played the Paranormal Activity table.
Okay, did you try turning it vertical?
No.
I'm pretty sure I read that you can turn the Vita vertical and play the tables.
That makes sense.
Way.
That's cool. We also played...
Foosball 2012 on the Vita.
Shipwreck and I played Epic Mickey 2 co-op.
Oh, we did. I completely forgot about that.
At the Disney booth?
Yeah, at the Disney booth. You were Mickey and I was Oswald.
Oswald.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That character means nothing to me. So,
did they just make him up for the game?
No.
Before
there was Mickey Mouse, there was Oswald. And then when Disney couldn't sell Oswald, he shortened his ears and gave him a tail. And all of a sudden, Oswald became Mickey Mouse.
Gotcha.
So, as a co-op thing, it seems like a pretty good platformer. I was having trouble. We mainly did like a 2D platforming stage. Mm-hmm. And then we did a boss battle, and Mickey has the paint and paint thinner.
And it seemed a little hard to control.
It seemed like you were doing a lot in the boss battle, and I was doing nothing.
Because
mm-hmm. I had like an electricity thing, and he said I could like hit the hands of this giant robot we were fighting, but it didn't really seem to do anything. So I just stopped playing for a while and just watched you play, like, because I couldn't figure out what I was doing. But what did you think?
I don't know if I still, you know, in Epic Mickey, the first one and the second one, I don't know if the paint is really the gimmick they want. I think just a good game with Mickey Mouse in it is enough of a gimmick. I don't think the paint gimmick...
brought much to the table.
Yeah.
Maybe time to abandon that.
Yeah, it's a little hard to control the hose. And when it runs out, it's like, okay, well, then you got to go find a paint can. It kind of made that boss battle that should have been relatively straightforward, frustrating in the sense that aiming that paint, because it goes on that kind of an angle and then goes down, that even where the reticle is, isn't quite right, so it didn't quite work.
The guy was getting upset that you weren't doing it very well.
Yeah.
The guy that was doing it. You that might have been because you stole his code.
It wasn't on purpose.
There was like this...
It was a piece of paper on the table. We're playing the game.
What piece of paper?
He left it there? What do you mean he left it there? He put it there. He was playing the game. He worked there?
He worked there. So he had something sitting there, like on the table.
But it's not unusual at these booths and at these tables where there to be like information cards.
Of course. Or like a card to download the beta.
Or something. Right. So I picked it up.
But it wasn't for this game.
It
was for a different Disney game.
Okay. Yeah, it was for a different... So I picked it up thinking that it was going to be information on that game, actually that movie. That Rotten Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph, because I'm kind of interested in that. So I picked it up to see what it was, and then when I flipped it over, it was for an Avatar t-shirt.
Right.
So you went, oh, I'll take this.
I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I looked over, because
You knew something.
I kind of knew, it just the way that it was sitting there, it was like...
There's one of them.
There's one of them. I kind of looked at the guy. You could kind of see his eyes go,
sad eyes. And I immediately went, oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was just out the table, and I handed it back to him, and he wouldn't take it back.
Well, you can't take it back if you're in his position.
No, you can take it. He didn't take it back?
No, I offered it to him.
And he took it?
And not only did
he set it down as we left.
And then I put it back down on the table.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job, dude.
But as a PR rep, you can't say,
sure.
Oh, that was mine.
But then again, I'm sure he could get another one in a second working at the booth.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. Yeah. You left it though.
It was a funny story.
Yeah, he could get another one. It's not like he doesn't have to wait online to get a new one.
Want that to see an epic Mickey game.
I do something embarrassing.
Yes.
What was the first one?
Telling them that their camera was awful. Asking them, are you going to switch this camera before this comes out? Which it turned out to be a major issue with that game.
Right, but right. They should have listened.
You're right. They should have.
Exactly. And he shouldn't be putting his codes down on the table.
His personal property within Wombat's arm reach.
Right.
No, the man has pockets. We're talking about a postcard. You want to keep your postcard, you stick it in your pocket. That's where they go. You know what I did when I had my postcard?
You swallowed them.
I put it in my pocket.
Oh. He left it for him. That was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Wait, I'm really not allowed to talk about foosball 2012? I like it.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
It's on the Vita. It's a downloadable game for the Vita. It's $8, and you get it for the PS3 and the Vita for that one price. This is what I told the guy who's... I assume he's the developer of the game because he came over to talk to me about it.
You just tell him his camera sucked?
No, I told him something worse maybe. I said, people in America don't really know how to play foosball. They just see one at a bar, and they go up to it, they're drunk, and then they spin the... They spin the rods, yeah. Which is, not how you play foosball, the real rules of foosball. And the guy had,
He probably wasn't the developer. He was probably somebody...
But he was European or something, so I feel he was the developer.
It's possible.
I said, by playing it, I said, I told him, the only people who know how to play foosball are people who were in college fraternities and had a foosball table, and they're the only ones who bother to learn the rules and... these different shot types and stuff. But I could tell by playing his game that once you learn how to play the game, you're going to look like a professional foosball player. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be cool.
Do those exist?
Not in this country, certainly.
There's our countries that there's professional foosball players?
There's definitely there's definitely tournaments. If you go on YouTube and look up foosball and you can see what high-level foosball play looks like, it's you can't even see what's happening.
Right.
The guy's pinching the ball with his figure and then pushes the rod and shoots and scores and you didn't see any of it. It's pretty amazing. I can do that, actually.
Great. Wow.
We should go find a foosball
table. That gave me an erection.
Boing. I like foosball. Okay, what else?
I played that XBLA game that they showed at the press conference with the another game with a giant crossbow.
You forgot the name?
Where you knock down castles.
I'm not going to look the name up for that.
Yeah.
Wrecked something.
Rectopult. We're going to call it Rectopult because that's probably a better name than what they have.
It's the Kinect game.
Yeah, it's a Kinect game. And that game, they had it on the show floor, and that's the best thing I could say about it.
Right. What else?
Oh, and they gave me a t-shirt.
After you cut in front of the line.
He cut the line.
I didn't cut the line.
What happened?
What happened? Why did you get to go first?
The woman says, "Who would like to play the game?
Who is up next?"
And then there was a guy. The guy who was up next. Said,
so she said, "Who's up next?"
And the guy who was up next said, "She goes, you were up next to this guy." And this guy says, "No thanks, I don't want to play it."
Is that what happened?
I don't know. There was a bunch of people standing around the table.
That might not have happened.
No, that totally happened. Fine. It was a guy with glasses.
That's fine. It's fine.
And he said he didn't want to play.
That's fine. It's fine.
And then everyone else standing there just kind of looked at each other, bewildered, who wants to go next?
Maybe you did everybody a big favor and by I playing, said, taking and, the burden off.
And you know what? Everyone hesitated. There were three other people there that were just hesitating on their...
I'll play.
And I'm like, fine, I'll play.
Did anybody give the sad eyes like when you take
Because it wasn't a long line. It wasn't like I cut 10 people.
I know, it's cool.
It was four people that, and we probably all got there around the same time. But that's fine. Okay.
It's no problem. I played Bullet Run, the free-to-play FPS for PCs, which is, it's supposed to be like Running Man with guns, like a TV show, death, you know, a TV-style presentation. The only problem is the TV-style presentation isn't very good, and that's going to be the big factor to make people want to play this game. So what they need to do is, like, hire Al Michaels or, like, a real, two real, like, play-by, like a play-by-play on a color guy or something. Because what they have now, if it's not placeholder, then they shouldn't even bother with the concept. Because that's what's going to make this game stand out. What else did we see?
I played some PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Is that the full name of that?
That is.
Okay. That's the Super Smash Brothers PlayStation game. And I played it on a Vita against... There was like two people on PlayStation 3, two people on Vita. And there was like this weird drumming noise in the background while I was talking.
Wow, that.
I ended up winning, but I had no... Like, it's so hard to tell what's going on in those type of games.
Right.
So... I was just pressing the attack buttons and jumping a lot. And it's not like in Super Smash Brothers where you eventually just knock everybody off and you're the last one standing and you win. At least not in the demo. And this was the way it was in the Sony press conference too. It was just, you get to the end and it just like kind of looks at each character. Like it goes to like a cutscene, looks at each character. And then like it's like sad character, sad character, sad character, happy character. And right. My guy was like the happy character.
Yay.
So I won.
Yay. I never understood those types of games, to be honest. Even like Smash Brothers, I could never figure out what was going on. I don't know why I would win over somebody else or any of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Smash Brothers, at least you can knock them off the side, but there's none of that in this.
Right.
It's just pretty much just like hit people until they die.
Right. We only have 3 minutes left, by the way.
Okay.
Of recording time. We also saw... And played Forza Horizon, which it's more like Forza than I thought. It really feels like Forza and looks like Forza when you're playing it, except in an open world and, you know, with like an announcer sort of telling you during while you're playing, like, oh, you have to race your friends to the festival and first one to get to the festival wins. Everybody go. I'm buying that right away.
Sure.
It was really solid. But I don't...
I was going to say, do we want to do very quickly our favorite games of our favorite game of show, since we only have about a minute left?
Sure.
Sure.
Go for it. GP, you're first.
It's got to be Assassin's Creed 3. I mean...
More than Forza?
They had me at that. When they showed that sea battle during the Nintendo, during the Sony press conference, I mean, that just looked awesome. I don't know if that's going to be get boring in like 2 minutes, which is entirely possible. Because I don't know if there's ever been an Assassin's Creed like side mini game that was really worth playing more than once. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see anything that really looked better than that. And it's coming out this year. So that's it for me.
Sure. I have a few, but I think it's probably Borderlands 2.
Not Baller Beats.
I like Baller Beats a lot. I heard other people saying positive things about Baller Beats.
Sure,
as well.
It works. I mean, it works.
That's because everyone you ran into, you said, did you play Baller Beats? What do you think of Baller Beats? Isn't Baller Beats better than you thought it would be? How great was Baller Beats?
Yeah, it's Baller Beats. Borderlands 2 looks really good. It looks like it's better than the first game.
I was impressed even when I saw it. Like,
Borderlands 2 is probably the most fun thing I played on the show floor. That, and I'm going to give also a little bump to Rock Band
Blitz.
I don't know why I keep forgetting that. Rock Band Blitz surprised me with how much I enjoyed playing that as well. So, and as a downloadable title, I think it'll be a nice surprise for the fall.
Since I bought, I own so many songs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think people are really going to enjoy that who have already been Rock Band fans.
Right. So we have about 50 seconds left. Any closing thoughts on this C3?
Hopefully I didn't embarrass myself too much.
No, you did a great job.
We're just busting your balls there.
How many t-shirts? What's the final t-shirt count?
I think I got like six or seven.
Six or seven.
What about the frisbee count?
One frisbee. But let's put it right on the table. I did not wait on any lines. And I didn't ask for anything. Everything was given to me.
Right.
Even at one demo, some lady just threw a shirt on my shoulder, and I didn't even know.
I saw that was the Spec Ops.
Spec Ops. I'm like, what the hell? I didn't know what was going on.
Right, right. Yeah, I thought it was a good... I mean, the show, not a lot of surprises this year. I mean, that'll be next year, but some good games coming out this year and next, so a lot to look forward to. And I think that's the end, right, of our E3 coverage until we get back to our respective homes.
There'll be some videos put up, but...
There'll be some videos. Okay, see ya!